Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
He certainly expressed to me that he is disheartened by the demoralizing and abhorrent comments made by President Trump about the judiciary.
That right there, Richard Blumenthal, has been speaking with Justice nominee Gorsuch, and I understand. Gorsuch came out today and said that it's demoralizing, it's disheartening, what Trump is saying about the judicial system and the way that it's... This is a guy who loves the law. Rule of law is, like, uber important to him, right? It should be uber important to all of us, but it's really important to him. Like, that's his passion. Like, you may like to run. You may like to do martial arts. You may like to fish. You may like to bake. You may... Whatever your passion... His passion is law. He eats it up. Even as a young child, this guy loved law. He was really into the law. So when he hears that the gentleman who nominated him, President Trump, is going out there and he is saying things about the judicial system that is not kind, that is, well, quite frankly, it's ugly. And I think it's crazy. Look, my frustration with Trump isn't so much what he's doing at times, but it's the way he's acting. All right? And now you've got a guy who is, which I think, for all intents and purposes, is also one of the things that Trump likes about the fact that this guy's not afraid to speak out against him, Neil Gorsuch. You know, he's not afraid to speak out. He's not afraid to come at him. He's not afraid to say, hey, guess what? I don't like this. But also what he's doing right now, what Trump is doing, is it's very interesting. He's taking the judicial system down a notch. He really is. He is taking them down a notch. We're supposed to be three equal branches of government, but I'm going to show you. And I'll do it in the public's eye if I have to. I'll do it right in the public's eye, right in your face. What do you think about that? What do you think about them apples? Yeah. And this is all about producer Nancy points out it's about the ban. But on top of that, it's about a lot of things, right? Like Trump is this isn't just about, I mean, at every point he has a chance to go after somebody in the judicial system, no matter what a ruling is or anything, he has done it. This right now is about the ban, but it has been, along the way, this has been something that is very much a pattern of the president. Very much a pattern of the president. You let things play out in the court. You may not like the ruling. We talked about it last night. You know, sometimes the way that people, you know, look at things and they break things down and they go and then they interpret it a certain way. But it's law. It's what we have. Our system's not perfect, but compared to every other system, it's as perfect as you're going to get. Are there flaws here? Yes, there's flaws everywhere. But our system is damn good. And it really, really takes the court down a notch when he does this. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. I'm giving you a straight skinny. Right at you. Right in your face. What do you think of them apples? I get frustrated. He's using the Twitter as a bully pulpit. Today he did the same thing with Nordstrom's, going after Nordstrom's for getting rid of Ivanka Trump's line. Macy's is thinking about doing the same thing. Now, I don't agree with Nordstrom's. I don't think, you know, that Nordstrom should be... This is all pressure on, you know... People putting pressure on Nordstrom's because Ivanka Trump's not done anything. That's her dad, right? That's her dad. Ivanka Trump's not doing anything. But he went after them today. He's using it as a way to, obviously, he usurps the media. He goes around the media in every way, shape, or form. And he gets out there and he puts out a message he wants you to hear. It's a very And I was talking to producer Phil before this, and I hear it with other people inside of my industry. It's almost a very kind of sick, abusive relationship. And I'll tell you why. Think about this. When you find people that have been in relationships where they've been abused, what's the first thing that happens? They tell you that everybody else is bad and that they're good. And not to believe anybody else, but only to listen to them. Then they separate you from those other people slowly but surely. And I hear it all the time with cohorts in my business. People that I consider my friends, but I don't agree with them ideology-wise, because they're all very ideologue, and I'm not. My ideology is much different. I'm an independent free thinker, as you should be. But as I'm sitting there listening to him and to other people, it you know, the whole, all the news is nothing but liars. That's not really true. Do they skew a certain way? Yes. Is there fake news out there on both sides? Absolutely. But what they're doing now is they're trying to separate people from being somewhat thinking on their own and just trying. And the left does the same thing, too. The left absolutely does it. But right now, he's got the bully pulpit for that. Talk radio's got a bully pulpit for that. And they separate, and they want you to only listen to what they're saying. Only listen to what I'm saying. Only, and by the way, anybody else who tells you something, it's a lie. You need me. It's kind of an abusive relationship. Separate from other things. Hyper-focus only on me. That's crazy. Trump is using this bully pulpit in a way that we've never seen. It's frustrating at times. Because every time he does something good, he turns around and does something that it's maybe not bad, but it definitely takes away from all the stuff that's going on. I want him to succeed, but I told you a long time ago that even as president, I'm not going to sit here all day and kowtow and make it an us versus them. That's not who I am. That's not why you listen to my show. You listen to my show because I'm going to come at you and I'm going to tell you the truth. He is taking the judicial system down a notch, and there's lots of flaws there. We can point that out, but I don't know if that's the place to do it, and I don't know if he's the one to do it. He can talk about it, but really what he's doing is he's starting to marginalize them. You don't want that. You don't want that at all. Using the Twitter, if you will, as a way to go after Nordstrom's and anybody else that would come after his family. And you might say, well, that's your family. You protect them. You're president of the United States. You're president of the United States. Your daughter's a big girl. She's a strong, smart woman who probably will be sitting somewhere in the near future as a senator, a congressperson, working her way up to who knows what may be in the future. Of course you want to protect your kids, but you're president of the United States, going after the judicial system, going after, you know, Nordstrom's, going after, you've got other things to do. You absolutely have other things to do. It's crazy. It is. I you know, it's frustrating. It really is frustrating right now. I sit there and it's hard to, I'm not here to defend anybody. And I hear people in my business and I talk to people who are major hosts, you know exactly who they are. And they're like, well, it's tough to defend. I'm like, why do you have to defend it? You don't have to defend it. There's nothing to defend. Get out of the bubble. Tell people the truth. Is there bad news reporting out there? Yes. Are there people out there with an agenda? Yes, but it's not everybody. But that's what he's doing, separating. Only believe my truth. Only, it's an indoctrination, almost a brainwashing at times. And people are buying into it. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I had a talk with somebody yesterday about the same subject, you know, about how it's kind of brainwashing. And they're like, nope, I am only hanging out with like-minded people anymore, and I'm only going to find the news that I want to find the way I want it. And I thought to myself, well, that's not – how is that bettering yourself? I mean, how is that making it – you know, I mean, you're essentially saying, I only want to know what I want to know about the truth that I want to know the way I want it delivered. And if there's anything else out there, I just think it's noise and it's all lies. That's no way to live. It's not. It's not. We got your urban word of the day. Got a lot of stuff to get to today. Arkansas has got a new bill they're trying to get through that is it's ugly. Ugly. Obamacare. How far away are we at body shaming? Oh, kids, it is going to be a power-packed show of fun and frivolity. I'm just kidding. Most of it is going to be just me talking about stuff. And wait till you hear my Netflix story. My Netflix story is great. Let's just say a crime was prevented. It's the Chad Benson Show.
He is the hope of the universe.
The Chad Benson Show.
Well, that's awfully nice. I don't know if I'm the hope of the universe. Look, don't take anything I say too seriously, people. Have your own thought process. I know it's weird. Other people want you to listen to everything I say. I speak the gospel. I don't really. You know what? This is a dog and pony show that's barely holding on. So let's just have fun with it. All right. And then when all is said and done, we'll just remember me as a good person and as a great professional bowler, which is our next stop here on the Chad Benson program. I love doing this. It's the urban word of the day, and we got a doozy for you. Let's listen.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
This urban word of the day has gotten so urban and so popular, they're now throwing it in actually the Merriam-Webster's dictionary. It's called ghosting. Or ghost. The phenomenon of leaving a relationship of some kind by abruptly ending all contact with the other person, especially electronic contact like text, emails, and chats. So you'd be hanging out with somebody, you'd be chilling and all up in that grill, and you'd be like, I'm in love, and then all of a sudden you never hear from that person again. They have ghosted you. Put that in your brain. Spin it around. There's some knowledge at your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Ah, stretching your cranium is fantastic. I've got a great story, and I was going to like, I'm going to tell it. So yesterday I get an email, two emails in the morning, and then the third one comes in. I think somebody's fishing, right? It's from Netflix, and I think somebody's fishing. So I ignore the emails. I go home last night, and I turn on my TV, and I'm like, I'm going to watch a little Netflix. It's telling me it's not working, right? I'm like, what? It's not working. And all the while this is going on, I'm having a discussion with Jack, which we'll talk about a little bit later, which is hilarious. But so I'm like, Jack, Daddy's got to fix Netflix. Because he's like, Daddy, I'm like, I'm going to fix it. So I call Netflix, right? Now, all of us know that you usually got to go through a phone tree, right? The phone tree takes forever just to get to a point where they transfer you to a point where you're going to talk to a human being. Usually that human being says, hello there, my name is Steven, and I'm calling you from Lincoln, Nebraska, or somewhere. And you know they're not really from Lincoln, Nebraska. I think we've all put that together, right? Steve, really? Where are you from? I live on Main Street. And you're like, oh, me too. I'm like, no, you don't. But it's whatever. The dude that answered it, Stu. Stu, I think his entire life has been based around the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High. A millennial, and Jeff Spicoli is his idol. He's like, hello there, this is Stu. Can I help you? And I'm like, yeah, my Netflix isn't working. He's, oh, man. So we go through all my emails, and we go through, like, credit card information and all that. I'm like, oh, my God, it's on my PayPal. No way, dude, PayPal. That totally, dude, if we could have got to PayPal earlier, bro. Bro and dude is what I was called every 30 seconds. We could have totally done this earlier. And then he gets into my thing. He's, oh, my God, dude. Somebody's totally hacked you. I'm like, really? Yeah, man, I'm looking at them right now. They're in Mexico. And they have totally hacked you, bro. We got to put a stop to this, like, ASAP, man. So he starts to, you know. So the first thing goes, you got to change your password. Do you have, like, another email address? And I'm like, and he's totally excited about his job, by the way. Just thrilled by his job. And I love it. The enthusiasm's great. I can get through the dude and bro because he's super excited. So, and I will say this, Netflix, it was maybe 30 seconds to 40 seconds before I was talking to a human being. So he's like, oh, my God, bro. Okay, dude, I've totally located, man. They have really screwed you over, man. They're like in Mexico, and they're I'm like looking at what they're watching right now. They're like watching stuff, bro. And I'm like, well, what's their email address? It's some Mexico email address. I'm like, okay. So I give him my email address. The first email that comes to me is in Spanish. He's like, I'm like, oh, dude, you probably don't even speak Spanish, man. I'm so sorry. Let me send you an email in English. Super excited, though, right? He's super excited. But this is when it gets great. We go through. We knock it all out. Oh, man, you're totally hooked up again. Don't even worry about that happening again. Because that, like, you know, people do that. I mean, that's just, like, who does that to people? Who steals their Netflix, bro? And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's crazy. He's like, no, man, that's nuts, man. But you know the good news is? Today, man, we stopped crime. Stu stopped crime. He was so excited. Yeah, man, that's not cool, man. That's crime right there is what that is. Absolutely over the moon with what he was doing. And Phil and I talked about it earlier. You know the millennial generation? I get on them a lot. I ride them. I bust their balls, you know. But it's mostly this, you know, 50,000 people out of college, 3,000 of them are insane. Don't live in any reality that we live in. And they buy, you know, hook, line, and, you know, sinker what these professors say. The rest of the 47,000 are, you know, they're going to go out there in the workforce and they're not going to be insane. But there is something to the millennial generation really wants to work where they like it. Like producer Phil's got a friend who works for what? Apple, loves their job. This guy works at Netflix. He was over the moon about his job. We had a guy come in today who's going to work with us here at my other company, and he works and does stuff for Apple. He loves it. They love to work where they use their stuff. And Netflix is one of those places. Who steals Netflix, bro? That's just like the worst, man. That totally sucks, bro. We totally stopped crime. And you know he goes home and tells his mom that, his girlfriend. And his girlfriend's like, what happened? And he's like, oh, check it out. So this guy, he totally got his stuff stolen. And I was like, whoa, it's in Mexico. Oh, that's crazy, man. But I stopped it, you know, because I'm Stu. President Trump needs to build a firewall, too, so people don't steal my stuff. Like Netflix and take it down to Mexico. The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I was laughing earlier, you know, on Sunday, the Patriots won the Super Bowl. Had their big parade yesterday. A million people showed up. Falcons returned home to 7 people. Whap, whap, wah, 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 wah. What have you done for me lately? Obviously not win, you losers. Losers. Horrible Falcons. Yeah, you guys are pigeons. You're not Falcons. Urgh. What do you think of them apples? I guess we're waiting here. We could be getting some sort of confirmation vote over Jeff Sessions. I don't know what they're going to do. It's got to be frustrating if you're a Democrat. You can't stop. I mean, the Republicans were there 8 years ago, right? You can't stop anything that's going on. They had everything. The Democrats had it all. They had everything, and that's why they got Obamacare through. But the frustration level must be through the roof because they're trying everything they can. And we'll talk a little bit later about the whole thing with Elizabeth Warren and what went down and what she's about now and now, you know, where this is going to head. But the frustration level, I'm sure, is massive because you're powerless. I mean, think about this. You're absolutely powerless. You can't do anything, right? Like, you know what they need? They need Stu, bro, because Stu from Netflix would totally save everything right now. Oh, we're fighting crime and stopping stuff. Woo, it's me, Stu. But you can't do anything, right? Like Schumer can't do anything. Elizabeth Warren can't do anything. Nancy Pelosi can't. There's nothing they can do. And this is where if I'm a Republican, I tell everybody, look, with great power comes what? Great responsibility. And if we want to be here in 2 years in the same position, let's not run amok and look like schmucks. Ooh, that rhymed. Look at that. So hopefully we'll get something from Sessions. And trust me, look, the Democrats, they're blowing themselves up and shooting themselves in the foot, right? They should be regrouping. They should be doing a lot of these things. These are all show things, but the Republicans need to handle some things a little bit better. You shouldn't be holding up any of these votes. Some of that was the Republicans yesterday because you wanted to have Sessions as a part of the DeVos vote so you could get her through. But, you know, now let's move on with it. Let's get everybody confirmed and let's see what he can do. He's going to have his cabinet. He's going to have everybody he wants. Let's see what he can do. And the fact that Gorsuch, I love the fact that he's come out and he's went after Trump. Trump loves that. He loves people that are independent thinkers who aren't afraid to stand up to him. He's probably one of those guys, when you work close with him, when you first start to get to know him, he's going to push your buttons to see what he can and can't do, where your strengths and weaknesses are. He's going to push your button. He's going to do that all day. Of course he is. That's what great managers, that's what great leaders do. They want to know what you can do. What are you willing to do? What can you do? And the fact that Gorsuch has come out here and he has pushed back and called, you know, the remarks that that Trump is making about the likes of, you know, all the judicial systems and the Ninth Circuit Court, you know, he says it's demoralizing and disheartening. I think that's a good sign. I think that's a good sign for us. I think it's a good sign for us. I think, you know, as I look at this cabinet start to shape up, I'm excited because I think he's putting some people in place that are very smart, that are absolutely smart, and I think they're going to do some good things. I love Mattis. I think Mattis is great. I think Sessions is really good, and everybody I've talked to has said Sessions is a good guy, despite a lot of the stuff that's gone down, and we'll break it down for you later. You don't know who Jeff Sessions is. You couldn't pick him out of a lineup. He's a good guy, though. Good guy. But I think, you know, you want the cabinet all to be in place. It's like being a football coach. When you're a football coach, what's the first thing you do? You interview and talk to the people that are still at the college or the pro level and see if you want to retain any of them and if they want to stay with you. And then you start to get your coaches in place. You need that. Who's your second in charge? Who's your right-hand person? Who are all of these people that are going to handle that? That's what makes a great leader and coach is you surround yourself with other people that are full of greatness themselves and have huge potential, and you turn them loose. Not micromanage them, turn them loose. Arkansas has passed a bill. Asa Hutchinson has signed the bill into law, but it won't become law until later on this year. And this new law will actually let husbands sue a doctor to stop his wife from getting a particular type of abortion, and it makes no exception for case of spousal rape. It's called the Arkansas Unborn Child Protection from Dismemberment Abortion Act and was passed and signed by Asa Hutchinson the other day. It prohibits dismemberment abortion, the most common procedure used in the second trimester as abortions go, and this is where the fight, and I've told you, on the national level, I don't think you're going to see the fight that everybody thinks. I think Trump is more concerned about turning this country around. I think he's more concerned about fighting ISIS and doing those things. But this is one of those things where I have said the fight that's going to come when it comes to choice for women is going to come at state levels. And there's going to be some state out there sooner rather than later that's going to take the entire thing up. Could be in Arkansas, could be Mississippi, could be a Texas. And they're going to say it's completely illegal, except in the case of a woman's life. And for and when I get emails, and I'll get emails about this because I think this is, you know, look, I think once you get in that second trimester, you know, you when you get to a certain level, it's like, come on now, really? Come on. But somebody is going to challenge it. And they're doing it the same way that the same way they take on guns in places, right? They don't, oh, you can keep your gun. You just have to register your bullets. Each one has to be registered. Oh, you can keep your bullets, but you have to register your clip. It's all little things to chip away at it. Because they know if they go for it overnight, boom, let's try to do this, they're not going to be able to do it. It's the old adage, how do you, you know, boil a frog? Well, if you put it in hot water, it's jumping out. But if you put it in cold water and slowly turn the water up, it acclimatizes itself to the water and eventually it'll boil itself. What do? You chip away at it. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's it. And that's what they're doing. And somebody, over time, somebody's going to challenge it to the point where we've gotten this, and we've gotten this, and we've gotten this, and we've gotten this. Uh-oh, now we can go for it. And that's where the choice thing's going to come from. It's not going to be, you know, Bushin's not going to come out. He said it all along. Trump's already said it all along. It's all about the states. Let the states have it. Let the states handle it. Now, eventually, this is going to get to the Supreme Court. The ACLU and everybody's on top of it. Right now, it's 5-3. Even with Gorsuch, it's going to be 5-4. So I don't think there's going to be anything to worry about there at this moment in time. But what happens in a year or two? What happens if Ruth Bader Ginsburg decides she can't do this anymore? What if Kennedy can't do it anymore? I mean, those are the two old ones, right? I mean, they're up there. I think one's 82 and the other's 80. So there's a worry out there for the people on the left. We'll see what happens. I'll tell you one thing, though. This is something that is a little bit of stroke of genius. If you're a Democrat and you're unsure about Gorsuch and you just saw this today, you feel a little bit better about taking a meeting with him before his confirmation hearing. You feel just a little bit better. Doesn't mean he's going to vote your way. Doesn't mean any of those things. But there's a certain sense of, oh, this guy's not afraid to push back. It's all about relationships. It is in this thing. Who do you like? Who don't you like? That's why the whole, you know, Elizabeth Warren and Jeff Sessions things that we'll get to later is crazy. You know, senators fighting like that. It's nuts and going out there and doing the things that you don't see that. But we'll see what happens when you look at something like Arkansas. And again, I'll get hate mail for this. And it's hate mail from the same person. It's a mid-60s to early 70s white male, usually, or maybe, you know, maybe a little bit younger, who tells me how horrible I am, tells me to read my Bible, tears me apart in every way, shape, or form, judges me on everything. And I laugh about that. I just think, okay, whatever. I mean, I know. So don't even bother sending me the email. If you think, if that's the way you think, I've already heard it. I've heard it all. So you're not going to enlighten me in any way, shape, or form. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSOM. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Body shaming. Two stars this past weekend were body shamed, and I think that's a shame. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea, I think that he is leading himself into that kind of position.
Korea? Wow, I did not know Putin and Russia were in a war with Korea. Maybe Trump's right. Maybe the news is lying to us. Maybe. That was Maxine Waters, who is, you know, producer Phil and I were talking. There are some people that you think to yourself, how did you get elected? She's one of those. Who was the guy today you said, Phil, that said too many people get on the island of Guam, it's going to tip over?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember his name offhand.
He said it on the floor of the House. What is wrong with people? Like, these people, like, they think that. Like, they tow it out there. Hank Johnson. Hank.
That's him.
Well, we'll let Hank do it. Hank Johnson. Well, people getting Guam, there's just too many. Could just tip over. Oh, like, what did you think? That it's moored out there? And that it's more or less a barge? What's wrong with people? Here's the thing. Maxine Waters said that. I think it was yesterday. I'm just pointing out some of the hypocrisy, and I understand why Trump gets upset, but if Kellyanne Conway had said something like, I don't know, the Bowling Green Massacre, we'd hear about it for days. She said that Putin was leading the charge into Korea. I think she meant Crimea. But it was a misspoken word, and there's no reason to go on and on about it. But it is funny, though, the way that things get covered. I don't think the press lies as much as people think. What I do think they do is they're like your mom, right? Like, or your dad. Like, nothing's ever good enough. And if you do one thing wrong, they're going to point that out. If you do 100 things, 99 things right, you're not going to hear about those. And that's where I think the press comes off. It's not so much dishonesty as it is the way that they're serving the public and how they're covering this president. Like, if you go and you knowingly lie, that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. But if you leave stuff out, we call that fake news, right? Breitbart does it. Huffington Post does it. Daily Kos does it. You know, you leave some stuff out, give you part of a story. But I think what they're missing, the point is they're not covering everything. They're covering it from a point of view that they cover it. And they don't cover the whole thing. Like I said, Trump runs into a house, saves a dog and a baby, comes out with both of them. They'll say Trump is associated with the burning house. They won't tell you the good thing that happened. And that's the problem, really. It's not that they're lying. Are there some that do? Yes. But it's the coverage and the way he's being covered that is, I think, the real issue here. Body shaming. I went to the gym today. Phil, did you ever work out at a gym?
No,
Have you ever in the past? There's always these guys, and you know who these guys are. Like, they feel like they've got to stand naked, and they feel like they have to do all of their stuff. They got to shave. They got to prim and, and I'm thinking to myself, why do you got to shave at the gym? Like, are you homeless? I mean, what's the deal? Like, why do you got to shave? And they bring out their entire toiletry bag like they're on vacation, and they got everything up, and they've got all the stuff out, and They're naked and they're like singing and shaving. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Who does that? Like, shave at home, like the rest of us. I shouldn't talk. I've got a beard, but that's still. So body shaming. It is. It sucks. You know, this weekend you had. I thought a pretty damn good halftime show, with Lady Gaga, and I think she rocked it. I think she did a really good job. But there was a point, I think she was on outfit number 5, where she was down to like these spandex kind of like bikini bottoms that were like, they had like, you know, mirrors on them. And then she had like a tank top on, not even a tank top, like a tube top, like a half top thing. And you could see her stomach. Did she have a six pack? No. Did it not look like Photoshopped, like we're used to seeing everything? Yes. Was she fat? Absolutely not. No, 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 no. But because it wasn't fit and trim, she gets torn apart. Then you've got somebody like Eli Manning, great football player, goes out there. He's on a vacation with his wife and his kids, and he's got, you know, he's getting hammered because he's got dad bod. I have dad bod. I'm 46 years old. Chad bod's not coming back. Dad bod's here. Chad bod? Nope. Dad bod? Absolutely. And people, it's so funny because you know the people on the other end of the tweets and the comments are people that they couldn't do any. They would die if they had to do half of what she had to do. Right? They would die if they had to train as hard as Eli Manning. They couldn't do it. They couldn't even come close to doing it. But they feel like they can sit there and hammer people. Our civility is lost everywhere. You know what? What do we always say? You know what? You want to see how a kid acts? Look at their parents sometimes. Look at the way our government acts. Why should we be civil anymore? Why should we? We're not civil at all. It's insane. It's crazy. You got the likes of Milo can't even go on a campus somewhere. Gavin McGinnis can't even go on a campus somewhere. We criticize everything and everybody for every little move. I get criticized all the time. Is what it is. I'm in the opinion business. I'm supposed to get criticized. I'm supposed to make you think. But I always laugh when people say the horrible things to you, and you just sit there and you ignore it. People are like, why don't you fight back? I'm like, what's the use of fighting back? What am I going to say? I can't wait to hear your show? Because you got no show, right? Go back to your 8 Twitter followers and leave us all alone. You're here to be a troll. You're not here for anything else. But we love to shoot people down, and that shows you the kind of mentality that people have. And there's a good way when you can sit there and you can joke with people. And then there's the other way, where people are hypercritical of somebody, knowing full well that they're the least of all people that should be critical. Those in glass houses, kids. Those in glass houses. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. Text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. This be the hump day version of The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.